الميقات وميت الحرام. I had to go to my sister's graduation and I had to pray Maghrib there. I didn't know where the Qibla was, so I just found a corner and prayed. I prayed the Salah over that night. Is praying Salah over permissible? If you tried your best to find the Qibla and then you prayed, then your salah is valid. If you weren't able to come up with a result after exerting your effort, if you wanted to repeat the salah to be on the safe side because you didn't investigate enough, then that's fine, inshallah. How do we understand Allah's names and attributes? I'm slightly confused. Because on one hand we do understand the meanings of the words, but then we still say that nothing is comparable to Allah. Could you clarify? Yeah, what that means is that we know what they mean. For example, Allah says He's As-Sami'a, He's the All-Hearing. We know what hearing is. And when Allah says He is Al-Basir, seeing, the one who sees, we know what seeing is. When Allah says that He is Al-Alim, the All-Knowing, we know what knowing something is. So, we understand the names and attributes, we understand what these words mean. However, the degree, the greatness of these attributes is incomparable to the creation. Meaning that the ilm of Allah is not like the ilm of the creation, and the sam' of Allah is not like the sam' of the creation, and the basar of Allah is not like the basar of the creation. Ours is limited, Allah's is unlimited. Ours is created, Allah's is uncreated. That's it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When warning a Muslim who commits sins, can we say as a warning, if you don't stop such and such sin, Allah will burn you in hell? No, you cannot. Not in these wordings. Unless that sin, if the sin has been declared in the Quran and the Sunnah as something which leads someone to the fire, then you can say that. But the issue which we may come across is, does that person understand that you've already declared Allah's judgment on him? This is where the problem is. And we can say to someone, look, if you keep sagging and dragging your pants below your ankles, this will land you in the hellfire. However, if the person, the worry is that the person may understand that you're saying that no doubt, because of this, Allah will put him in the hellfire, and we don't have the authority, or we cannot say that. So it is best to say that, you know, the Sunnah says that whoever does this, then he will go to hell. The Quran teaches, whoever does this will go to hell. And it's up to Allah, you know, but you're entitled, you're deserving of the punishment of the hellfire. Otherwise, I'm worried that other wording, like the one you said, may make the person think. And this is usually the answer you get. You're saying, I'm going to go to hell? Do you know where I'm going to go? Allah knows. Then they will give you this whole argument because they may understand from your speech that you're already declaring their destination, which is problematic. If one reads Quran slowly, do they get more reward than one who reads quickly, but they both read the same amount? Allahu a'lam, it has to do with the person's concentration and, you know, reaction to the Qur'an. I don't know if it's a matter of speed. Nevertheless, reciting the Qur'an quickly is generally not recommended. It's selling anti-cancer medicine halal because it creates new diseases, meaning has lots of side effects. This is for a doctor to identify. I don't know about these side effects. And almost every medicine in the market has side effects, including Panadol. And you're left almost with no medicine that doesn't have side effects. So it depends on the side effects, their degree, and this is for someone who's specialized to be able to. This is for someone specialized who should be able to address this issue. How can one do da'wah in their own family? I'm asking because some family members have such varying viewpoints in Islam. Some you would say practice it well and some are more negligent. How can a younger sibling try to approach older siblings? Can one just try to show good akhlaq and make dua that Allah gives them hidayah? Is this perhaps the test that Allah has chosen? Ultimately it's a test from Allah. And I have delivered a specific talk on Chat Islam during our Friday classes on how to give da'wah to family members. So I suggest you go back to hearislam.com and go to my series of lectures, Enhance Da'wah in a Glance. And then there you can find a talk about giving da'wah to family. Perhaps listening to the whole thing will help out inshaAllah ta'ala. If one happens to wake up late for Fajr and there's only a short time left before the time of Fajr ends, do I rush to Salah or pray moderately with perfection and risk passing the time? No, you don't rush to Salah. You pray in a manner wherein the Salah is acceptable. That's what is expected of you. Some people say that Riyadul Jannah, Rawda, and Masjid Nabawi is an actual physical part of Jannah sent from heaven, and that is why Prophet was buried there too, because no other part of earth was worthy of the Rasul to bury him and stuff like that. Any truth in such? Never heard such a thing. I've never heard such a thing. Allahu A'lam. I've heard a hadith that whoever has a grain of iman in their heart, they will eventually make it to Jannah. How much iman counts as a grain? Well, according to the position that is popular among Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the ulama, is that you have the shahada of La ilaha illallah, the shahada of Muhammad Rasulullah, and the establishment of the salah. This is the minimum. Now, is it true that there's a hadith that says that if a Muslim recites the Quran too fast, then he or she is not of us? I don't know of that hadith. But I know that it's the sunnah to, as Allah says, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And he recites it in a slow manner while observing its right pronunciation and delivery. Is it permissible to lie at all in Islam? What are these instances if there are any? Yes, it is permissible to lie in three conditions. Otherwise, all lying is haram. These three exceptions the Prophet ﷺ stated are a husband lying to his wife in terms of things that keep harmony, and vice versa. It doesn't mean that he cheats on her with another woman and he lies to her and says, Islam allows me to lie. It means that if she cooks some horrible tasting food, and he knows that if he told her that this food tastes horrible, it will hurt her feelings, then he may tell her that the food tastes delicious. And in turn, if a woman's husband, if her husband, you know, dressed like a clown, and he thought that he looked very handsome on that day, and she really thought he looked like a clown, but if she told him you look like a clown, he will be hurt, then she can tell him you look fantastic today. That is the kind of lying which is permissible between a husband and his wife. The other kind of lying which is permissible is during wartime. Obviously, you don't tell your enemies, if they ask you, where are your artilleries and weaponries? You say, oh, they're right there, in that storage lot. Because then that would be dumb. And the third instance is when someone is trying to reconcile between contending people. If two people are fighting, you may lie as in say, well, the brother loves you and he really does and you should be nice to him and you should make up with him and things along these lines just to make up between people. Now, other than that, it's a no-no. What happens when a Muslim eats haram stuff, not meaning pork? It means that Allah will not accept their dua and that the fire is more deserving of them. Wallahu al-musta'an. What is the ruling on Twitter? Is it another social media like Facebook but has limited image use and anybody can follow you? I don't know. Believe it or not, I have never used Twitter, and until today I don't know what it's about. For whatever reason, that thing never clicked with me. Even the name seems retarded as far as I'm concerned. But you know, that's just me. I have no idea what that thing is, and I don't know what it's all about. And so I don't know. If it's one of these, you know, things which contain a haram or images, then you already know the ruling, Omar. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam. After every salah, fard salah, I say subhanAllah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 33 times. What else can I say that is not bid'ah? Well, you can start by correcting what you're doing now. The one that you mentioned, yeah, brother, is the one you do before you sleep. The 33 times for alhamdulillah, and 33 times for subhanAllah, and 33 times, and 34 times for Allahu Akbar is before you go to bed. As for after salah, you say subhanAllah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times, not 34. Then you complete the 100 by saying, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. That is the sunnah concerning after the obligatory prayers. You may also include ayat al-kursi, and kul huwa Allahu ahad, and kul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, and kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, once each. Except after Fajr and Maghrib, three times each. And Ayat al-Kursi is always once. But the Quls, the Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, once after every salah, except Fajr and Maghrib, three times. After Maghrib and Salatul Fajr. And there are other adhkar which you learn in a book called Muslim Fortress that you can say after the salah. Like, Allahumma anni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Like istighfar three times, astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd, ila akhiri. There are many ad'iyah that you will find in a book called Muslim Fortress. You can even find it online. What is the difference between tajweed and tarteel? As far as I know, tajweed is the recitation of the Quran according to the rulings of idgham and ikhfa and idhar and qalqala and iqlab and the likes. Whereas tarteel is the actual melodious beautification of the recitation, wherein it is done in a slow, attractive, beautiful manner. If a Muslim brother is always mistaken for a Jew with the beard, should the Muslim shave his beard instead? No, absolutely not. But I wonder how can a Muslim be mistaken for a Jew? Because the Jews, they have their little, you know, curly, that curly hair on, what was that thing called, Jerry Curl, I think, on the side of their faces, and they wear these weird looking hats. The Jews try to look quite distinct, and they don't resemble many people, so it's a little far-fetched that a Muslim will be, you know, mistaken for a Jew. How possible? But maybe he's missing out on other things. Maybe he should start wearing a thawb, or, you know, the shirwan and qamis, or maybe he should wear a taqiyah, you know, qurunsuwa, a cap, the Muslim cap, the one that is worn by Muslims, so he can distinguish himself from the rest of the kuffar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can followers of Rashad Khalifa be considered to be Muslims and who believe Quran's mathematical code 19 is code is 19, and can we also believe in those mathematics numbers they believe in? No, we cannot. And as far as I know, that he was not a Muslim and nor are his followers, unless they've changed their belief system. Wallahu a'lam. Is there any English website through which we can access the authenticity of the hadith? Please mention the name of the website. If not, what is the solution? There isn't a website as far as I know, and the solution is that you learn Arabic. Chiching. Is it ever okay to say Ya Muhammad? Well, it depends on the niyyah. It depends on the niyyah. If someone is saying it with the intention of calling on him, alayhi salatu salam, wherein the thing is going to hear them, or expecting some answer or some relief from him, then this is never allowed in shirk, major shirk, that will throw someone outside of Islam. Now. Assalamu alaikum. What is the ruling on saying, if I pass my exams, I fast for 5 days, or if my son is safe from so and so days, I fast for go Umrah? You should not do that. You should not do that. This is known as nadr. Nadr, the vow. And the Prophet ﷺ said that it's only means of extracting good deeds from a stingy, miserly person. It is disliked in Islam. It is disliked in Islam. Now. Is Napoleon Muta'a in Jeddah with you? Just wondering. Come on, bro. No, he's not. But can there be ever a time, like I said, you know, there may be a time where if it is poetry and they don't intend on addressing him, but I really don't want to cause confusion. So I deliberately left that part of the question alone. So barakallah fiqh, leave it alone. If you guys are done with the questions, let me know inshallah. I can wind up doing some other things. Not that I Not that I don't enjoy being with you guys. Okay. Chat Islam. Hey, Omar, don't trick us. I can understand 30% of Arabic words from Quran. Can I learn at least 80% in 76 days? Sure. If you make the necessary effort, you can do it. Guys, look, if you don't have any questions, don't come up with any. Alright? It's not, I wouldn't consider these to be genuine questions. Genuine questions are the ones that actually require, you know, not something that, let me see. Yeah, okay, there you go. I'm a little skeptical about that one. I'm not in a position to give lecture, ya khayru, ma'alish habibi. I'm in a little, you know, strange condition right now. I hope you guys will pardon me. Alhamdulillah, now that we've addressed all the questions, I excuse myself, and I do look forward to seeing you guys, or I really don't see you. At least I see your name. I look forward to talking to you, I guess, and reading your questions on Friday. It's coming Friday, bi-idhnillah azza wa jal. Unless something comes up which is da'wah related, in which I would have to cancel. But hopefully, inshallah, none of that. And jazakum allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.